It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 587. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking the link on the website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, facebook.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/mikenationnet. Also have the wiki at mtswiki.com. There you'll find links to all the past shows, the audio, the show notes. It's a great resource. Had a great time in Canada attending and also presenting at the 2016 Toronto Unconvention. We had a good turnout. Everybody was happy. Marvin, I want to thank the man in the van, MB Systems Inc., in the chat for doing a tremendous job with me. And also, I'm going to talk about one of the products I bought because of him. On Sunday, he did a tremendous job on network diagnostics. So good, I wish it was 3 hours long. It was not enough of Marv. I could listen to him talk about network diagnostics all day, and I think the whole room could have. He only had an hour, and I wish it was a lot longer, which will bring up the first link. If you need to do some basic network, I was going to say getting network info. He talked about the $399 Fluke Link Sprinter device, and the Model 300 is what you want. I received it yesterday, and I've already set it up, configured it. It gets you some great information. If you're walking into a new client and you want to just plug in to a port and you can check if it's power over Ethernet, you can actually check the power. It will give you the DHCP. It'll pull an IP address. It'll check the internet connection. It'll give you the public IP. It'll even, on a managed switch, give you the port number, and you can configure all this great information to send you an email. So I've created a network at mhsconsulting.net for my son and I. And when we take this to a client now, plug it in, you're going to get a lot of info. He also covered more expensive devices that I'm not going to get into. That's not what I want to do tonight, but I'm just going to do an overview of a high-level recap of the Unconvention. And this was a great session and a device that when I got home, I bought it right away from Amazon for $399, and that link will be in the show notes. But that brought up a very interesting question that I had when I was talking with a lot of the attendees of the conference. So I want to thank Brett for this next link, and it's the Newt NEWT Professional Network Inventory. They have a version that can do an analysis for 25 PCs or less for free. This is a great tool at no cost that you can put on your laptop and get a quick network inventory of everything on a network. Now, if you want to do it right and go all out and you got the money, Fluke has some great devices, and you can spend, I think, up to $15,000 on some really impressive equipment. But if you don't have the clientele and you don't have the business to be able to charge for the purchase of that device, well, start out small. The Link Spritter and the Newt tool by Komodo Labs, great utility. I ran it on my network, and I have 23 devices on the network. And it brought back a great inventory, and you could put in user credentials on the PC that it finds and get a tremendous recon of everything on the computer. Good inventory tool. And to add more, it's very inexpensive. I think to go up to add 100 more, it's only $195. Saturday was spent on predominantly how to grow your business, how to make the best investments in marketing, in network groups. I'm not sure what we're going to be doing and how we're going to release the video, but it's all recorded. And as a matter of fact, I have all of the raw recordings. I have to put it together and get it up, others to edit that's on the team. And once we get that, we will probably charge a nominal fee and deliver it in a way that you'll be able to purchase and actually benefit from all of these great discussions and presentations. Look forward to that coming down the road. Canada was a lot of fun. I went to the Blue Jays game on Sunday, right after we were done in the morning. I had some great dim sum and sushi. It was a lot of fun, and it was very hot, and the venue was hot. Didn't have quite the air conditioning that we wanted. So we had like lots of fans going on helping it, but we were able to get through and have a really good time with great, great information. Getting in and out of Canada is not easy when your last name is Smith. We went through driving up my oldest son and my wife, and we went through Niagara Falls entrance. And when we hit the border, they made us go inside, took our passports, asked me a zillion questions. What was I doing? Okay, I was attending this convention. Why are you coming up early? Because it's on the weekend. Well, I'm here on pleasure too. Who's running the convention? How did you meet them? On and on and on. It was, oh my gosh. But we were able to get out on our way. Everything's great. Coming home. I don't know the area, but we weren't going through Niagara Falls, but we were going through, I forget what area, where we crossed into New York. And they detained my wife. Her name's Dorothy. It seems like there's a female D. Smith on a watch list. They fingerprint her, take her picture, take her into an independent area. We were there for a while until they finally released her, and they made some kind of a notation. So if she ever goes back in or out of Canada again, it's not going to happen because she's cleared. But that was not pleasant. So I get home Monday. We're driving. I get home about 5 o'clock. So 5:30, the heavens open up, a terrible storm here right outside Philadelphia. And it was so bad, lost power. So I waited a few minutes, and you know I have a generator, but I haven't turned that generator on in a while. And it's a good thing my electrician put the fuel stabilizer in and also did a preventive maintenance. I pulled the cover off the generator, pulled it out, plugged it into the outside, the big plug, big covered outlet that goes to the switch in the house. Got it all set, crossed my fingers, one pull and the generator started beautifully. I was able to go put the entire room that I'm sitting in and was able to get that on the generator. I was still able to do business and get work done. And it was just so tiring. 3 hours on generator and then power came back. By Monday night, I was up and running, and I had a lot of remote work that was building up for being away all last week. And my clients were very, very understanding. We had virtually no emergencies while we were away, knock wood, and that made it a little more pleasant and easy to be traveling. All in all, had a great time with the trip, tough getting in and out of Canada, came home to that terrible power outage. Let me tell you, tonight I thought I was going to lose power, and I thought I might be doing this show on generator, but again, if the storms passed, those who are live watching this behind me on camera is my oldest son, who works for me full-time, and we got last-minute laptops that we're upgrading to Windows 10. We also have a ton of remote work that we're doing, and this is just unbelievable how much work. I've never seen so much work. Something else I should mention, and I totally forgot, Malwarebytes presented. Look for lots of great things coming from Malwarebytes. I will be on the bleeding edge with them as I spent time with them. My son, Michael Jr., spent time with them, where we're going to have firsthand knowledge on all of the new software and programs, their new tech bench, lots of things that they're going to be coming down the road with that I'm going to be on top of and be able to talk about them early on in the process to give you that heads up. I'm really looking forward to that, and so is my son. Let's hope if they do half of what they say, it's going to be a great partnership, which is what we as technicians need with a vendor like Malwarebytes. I look forward to working with them. That alone made the trip worth it, just having access to them. And that's what these conventions, unconventions, meetups, whatever you want to call them, that's what's so important, where you meet peers and share information. Wait till you hear some of the emails and some of the links I'm going to be presenting here. You are closer with vendors who are presenting, where you might get access where you might not get access any other place. And you can develop great relationships. Maybe it's good discount pricing for a product, or maybe it's that inside track to information of what's coming down the pipeline for their products or for software updates. This is invaluable that you can share with your clients. Very important. And that's why these meetups and this unconvention was good, and what everybody came away with something. And that's what it's all about. Tonight's show is being recorded the first time on Windows 10 Pro. I didn't feel like there was enough stress in my life and enough pain and suffering. So Friday night, not last week, the week before, the Friday night before I was heading to Canada, where I started driving out on Monday the 18th. So this is the 15th, and I got the bright idea to upgrade my system to Windows 10. And you know, Windows 10, the upgrade, knock wood, went fairly smooth. During the upgrade, it brought up Ultramon, which is a utility for multiple monitors. Now, Windows 10 does a very good job of multiple monitors, but I really loved Ultramon, where I could have different wallpapers on different screens. Anyway, it would not even continue to install. I've never seen this. It brought it up and said, uninstall this right now. Click this button, and then we can proceed. So I was like, all right, I can give up Ultramon. Upgrade went well, but I had an older version 5 of Shadow Protect. So I had to go download the latest version. No problem. I'll install Shadow Protect, but guess what happened? I also have Acronis installed, but that's really to build media and for other things. I'm not really using it to back up my system. I use Shadow Protect. Shadow Protect, the new version, does not like Acronis. I had to remove Acronis in order to keep going. And because I have dual monitors and I like to use Instant House Call, there's a new version I had to install for Instant House Call because of Windows 10, dual monitors, little issue, was able to do that. Seemed to be everything until I go to record tonight. And Audacity, for some reason, was now reacting very differently to the same mixer. There's a hiss we can't get rid of for tonight's show. Hopefully this audio will go well. I'm having a terrible time communicating with Ustream and getting the right volume levels correct. So if there's issues in tonight's show recording, we'll just blame Windows 10 right now, because that's the only thing that changed from the past shows. But I want to stay the course, even though I have 30 days to go back. And let me tell you, if I have to, I will. But I'm going to try to stay the course and make this work. I'm going to do all the updates that I need to do, do all the sound checks that I need to check, find the hiss, remove it. I'll get there. Need your patience, and we'll make this work. So right now, it's the audio for the podcast is sort of my only issue out there with Windows 10 on my machine. Something that I'm not sure after 30 days, I don't think the Windows.old folder gets deleted. A link in tonight's show is how to properly remove the Windows.old folder. On my computer here, it's 45 gig. That's on my SSD drive. I want to get that space back. We have lots of clients that I will roll this out, this procedure, in 30 days when we know they're not going to go back to Windows 7. So then I'll make sure and we get rid of the Windows.old, doing it the proper way. You don't just delete the directory and follow the instructions and the link that I'm putting in the show notes. Let's get to lots of email here. This is from Jim. Your podcast 585 had Euphoric, but didn't mention Levelator, which is free. In case it was overlooked, which it was, it's easier to use, but doesn't include options. Great show, always. Thanks, Jim in Virginia. Jim, thank you, and I will have a link to Levelator. I remember that years ago, and it just didn't do anything for me, but right now, that's huge. Especially when you're having audio issues. And one thing about Euphoric, I'm going to be able to get rid of any hiss or any kind of other extraneous noises with just clicking a checkbox. And I haven't tested that. I guarantee you I'll be testing it on this recorded audio. This is Kevin, the computer doctor. And I want to thank Kevin. I get to meet him. Kevin attended the unconvention and introduced himself as the one who gave us the tip of unplugging the network adapter when applying those Windows 7 update fixes. That has proven to be, from your response, from emails from all my listeners, as possibly the single greatest tip that has ever been mentioned on the show. And I was so glad to meet and got a chance to chat with Kevin. This is from Kevin. I'm looking forward to meeting you this weekend. So this was obviously before. I wanted to bring something to your attention as it is coming up in your neck of the woods in a couple weeks. Synology is having an event in Philadelphia. I didn't even get a chance to tell my son. We're buying Synologies at an alarming rate. We have to attend this. I'm registering us. And whatever day it is, and I think it's next week, we're going to be attending. He just learned this as he's sitting behind me. I totally forgot about it. That's how busy I've been. This is from Andy C. VirtualBox. Mike, have fun on your trip. This can wait till you come home. Okay, I'm home. I wanted to install VirtualBox on my desktop and have a few questions. If I upgraded Windows 7 to Windows 10, can I use that Windows 7 DVD to install Windows 7 in VirtualBox? Yes, you can, but you better get a key. Wasn't sure if it asked for a product code. Oh, it absolutely does. Two, in the YouTube videos, it doesn't show the security for VirtualBox. So if I add, let's say, XP back to Virtual PC, does my Windows 10 protect me, or would I need to install all the security updates? I believe you should install all of the security updates, even in a virtual machine, because that virtual machine can get infected. Now, the beautiful thing about a virtual machine is it's just a file. So you can, when you shut down the virtual session, you can copy that file and make a backup. So I would get everything updated, everything nice and working good, close the VirtualBox session down, get that file, copy it, move it off that system onto another system. So if you ever have a problem where you blow it up, it crashes, hey, you don't have to rebuild everything from scratch. But you need antivirus. You need all the security that you would possibly need on a physical computer. You should also do on your virtual machines. And you're going to need product keys. So if you want Windows XP, you're going to need a product key. Windows 7, you're going to need a product key. So you're going to be in search of legal, inexpensive product keys. This is from Tom, and he's in the chat, Wilmont CS. And I want to thank Tom for this Chrome link, and it's Chrome Remote Desktop. Here's the question. We put Corey Fruitman, who, by the way, I forgot to thank, who was a large part of making that unconvention happen. And he's the owner of Instant House Call. When he presented, we certainly gave him a hard time about not having an iOS app. And Tom said, I could do that very easily through Chrome Remote Desktop. So you could have a system on, my test system, with Chrome and the remote desktop plugin, and then you can use the Chrome app right from your iPhone or iPad or Android device, connect in, and then launch the specialist sign-in for Instant House Call or anything else for that matter. Very, very cool. Great tip. Thank you, Tom. He sent me the link, and that will be in the show notes. Teresa. Hi, Mike. I heard about this today and thought that there may be a lot of people who listen to your show that might find some value to it. And the site is www.nomoreransom.org. Teresa, good timing with this. She also heard about it on Hack Naked TV, a short computer security news show, part of the Security Weekly podcast. She has a link. And there is also an Engadget article for those who prefer reading. This is really fantastic service the site provides is you can upload a file that has been encrypted by malware, and the site will tell you what the malware is and give you a decrypt key if it is available. Now, I may need this service. I'm going to put these links in the show notes because a good friend of mine, as a matter of fact, those of you who attended the 500th Mike Tech Show meetup, Dennis, who put all of the audio together for that meetup, contacted me. His dentist got struck with ransomware, and he was about to kill the IT person who is not being very helpful today. So I may get a call. He said he was going to call late tonight about making arrangements to come out there to help them get out of this. I can't make any promises. I'm going to do the best job I can in seeing. I don't even know what they have for backups. I don't know what, I don't even know. Is it a fake ransomware? Is it a real one? Did it really encrypt everything? Oh, you will definitely get a recon on a future show here about this. This is John. And just in case you missed this, LastPass has a zero-day vulnerability remotely compromises user accounts. I'm going to have that link in the show notes. We got lots of hacks and lots of problems going on here. This is an older email, and I meant to post this up. And Gary, thank you for sharing this. WordPress plugin with over 10,000 installations being exploited in the wild. We got lots of links of lots of hacks and passwords and programs being compromised. A word to the wise for any WordPress users. You make sure You update, update, update. Always, constantly. You've seen my site got compromised a couple months ago because I was lazy and I didn't update. You got to update to the latest versions always of WordPress. Microsoft Yanks buggy speed up patch. KB article 3161608. And they replace it. This is an InfoWorld article. It will be in the show notes. You are all going to appreciate this comment. This is from Alex. Can we do a class action lawsuit? This is against Microsoft. I'm on my second attempt install, 4+ days of searching updates for Windows 7. Now, the first thing I ask Alex, really 4 days? If you're a listener of the show, you know I've presented a roadmap on how to make this happen. There's the update agent that you have to run with the network cable unplugged. And then download WSUS offline updater. Done. Problem solved. You're going to get all your updates. He wants compensation for his time, his electricity, and frustration over the obstinate, malevolent incompetence of Microsoft. Alex again. Windows 7 fresh install OEM. After a cumulative 40 hours of update searching, during which I experienced 7 restarts. Oh, yes. The grand total of more than 270 patches have arrived. If we subtract about 70 for languages, development, and .NET, I thought he was going to put .NOT. Anyway, I would have. We end up with about 200 important security and optimal fixes. What happens if you upgrade to Windows 10 and roll back? Does telemetry tracking continue? Does it affect performance? What is risk of failure? Can we simply keep the Win 10 system on a separate drive and use a previous image of Windows 7 without formally retrograding Win 10 back to Win 7? I haven't jumped into that rabbit hole yet. Frankly, I don't want to have any future involvement with Win 10. I'll find ways to use Linux as a replacement for my limited needs after 2020, 25, or whatever. Alex, clearly, very, very frustrated. Which brings us to this email, and this is from Rod Miller, regular contributor to the show, and he sent this to me because of the unconvention, and it was great, Rod. Thank you so much for attending. I was really glad to meet with you. And I've read lots of emails from Rod over the years. Windows 10 rollback caused task scheduler corruption. If you do roll back to Windows 7, I have articles here that you have to read because there are issues with the scheduler after you go back to Windows 7. As a matter of fact, my son and I are going to review these and start thinking about what clients did we roll back and do another visit to make sure that they're not having issues with this. So, Rod, thank you very much. If you purchase anything from Amazon or know anybody that purchases from Amazon, please use my link. Amazon.MikeNation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to help support the Mike Tech Show. And I really, really deeply appreciate it. I want to thank all the affiliates, Tech Site Builder. I want to thank TechNibble, their Business Kit 3.0 that has all the forms you need for a repair or tech business. Fabs Auto Backup 6 Pro. No better software to move your settings from one system to another, or one operating system to another, your profile migration. And then big thanks to Instant House Call for their continued support of the Mike Tech Show and support of me. And I thank them. And please go to instanthousecall.com and download a free 15-day trial and use the promo code Mike Tech Show. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for staying subscribed and downloading. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week. Same time, same channel.